This is the State of Things from the Upstage Cabaret at Triad Stage in downtown Greensboro. I'm Frank Stacio. Thank you. And the fact that we're coming to you from this recently created theater space is a testament to the fact that Greensboro supports the lively arts. But does it need a big performing arts center modeled on the ones in Durham and Charlotte? A task force for the proposed GPAC makes its recommendations to the City Council tonight. WUNC's Greensboro Bureau Chief Jeff Tiberi is here to talk about that and other Triad news. Jeff Tiberi, welcome to the State of Things.
Hi, Frank.
Tell us about this proposed GPAC. What is it?
So GPAC, think DPAC, would be the Greensboro Performing Arts Center. It would replace and enhance what is already in Greensboro as the War Memorial and bring Broadway shows and orchestral performances and be able to do big galas and dinner events. It's also the name of the group that has been essentially doing a feasibility study. GPAC has looked at a series of questions they were asked by the City Council. Where would this GPAC, this Performing Arts Center, be? How much would it cost? Who would run it? How would the city, the private citizens pay for it? So on and so forth.
Well, they've done all my work for me. Where would it be, and how much would it cost, and where would the money come from?
So GPAC, the feasibility group, has been looking into these questions for about the past year. Their final report, which they will present to, they released on Friday, and they'll present to City Council later this evening, is that Greensboro needs and wants a performing arts center, that it should be located downtown, that it'll be about a 3,000-seat venue, a little bit bigger than DPAC. And what GPAC says, the feasibility group, is that there is about $20 million in pledged support from private donors. They recommend that the city match that number, $40 million, and then the overall estimated cost of this project would be $60 million. So they're asking the city to up the ante 20, and then they say if the city commits, the rest of the money will flow in.
DPAC, of course, the Durham Performing Arts Center, and that has done quite well. So I guess the question is, what are the tensions around this? Why should Greensboro have one, and what are the fears, and who says Greensboro shouldn't it? Why not?
The pros are that this is a great way to enhance your city. Looking at Durham, the estimated economic impact annually was $7 to $11 million. The Durham Chamber of Commerce, I believe it was for the 10-11 year, said that DPAC brought in an estimated economic impact of $24 million. So it has exceeded expectations. Folks in Greensboro would love to see that. The cons, the concerns, are that I just mentioned that money figure, and you think about $40 million being pledged, committed between a public-private partnership, there's still $20 million to come up with. There's also this concern. I mean, here we are standing in Triad Stage. Carolina Theater, that's 75 years old, is a block and a half away. What happens to these entities? There's also this concern of, will Greensboro be able to bring in national performances? If they're going to Durham, are they going to stop in Greensboro? So these are some of the issues, and then, of course, where does that money come from?
And so the City Council gets the report, then what happens to the report?
I think likely they're going to sit on it for today. I don't anticipate any movement this afternoon, but it is possible. In speaking with a couple of the City Council members, I think that they would like to give this to the voters. Now, you can call that passive politics, or you can say that's putting it in the voice of the people. You can describe it however you want. But they would like to, the ones I've talked to would like the voters to have the final say on this. And exactly the final say on what remains to be seen, mm-hmm. whether it's a bond referendum or whether they're approving the funds. I don't think anything will happen tonight immediately. We could see a voter, the votes on it in May, in November, but I think ultimately that the voters are going to have some say in this.
If there was a referendum of some sort, any indication from past votes on similar issues about how it might go?
So Greensboro voters voted down significant renovations to the War Memorial three times, I think 04, 06, and 08, and the brand-new Aquatic Center, or I guess almost two-year-old Aquatic Center now, was voted down initially as well. This is a little bit different than that. I mean, the War Memorial, we were talking $25, $30 million in bonds to refurbish or attempt to refurbish a building that was 50 years old. This would be a new state-of-the-art facility. It's tough to say. It'd be pretty close.
I want to switch gears and talk to you about a big sale in Greensboro. The Greensboro News and Record has been sold. Tell me about that.
It has. The 123-year-old News and Record has been sold to BH Media Group, which is a subsidiary of Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway. And Berkshire Hathaway has, or excuse me, the BH Media Group now owns 11 newspapers in North Carolina, 6 dailies and 5 weeklies. And they're getting a little more entrenched, a little more involved in local newspapers.
Now, this is a great newspaper. We all know that. But Warren Buffett's a smart guy. The newspaper industry is not one that you would think a smart investor wants to be part of.
No. So to put a snapshot on this, just less than 20 years ago, the Greensboro News and Record had about 500 employees, 6 bureaus, a sports columnist in Charlotte. They had 4 editions. The Greensboro News and Record had 4 editions less than 20 years ago. So now they're down to about 275 employees, 0 bureaus. There's no columnist in Charlotte. 1 edition most days. Some days there are 2 editions. So it has, it's certainly, and the circulation has gone from more than 100,000 to mid to upper 50s. So yes, it's much smaller.
What's going to happen to the paper now?
There's optimism. I spoke with an employee of the News and Record this morning, and they're optimistic because they feel like the previous ownership group, Landmark, was kind of bleeding the paper dry, for lack of a better term. They were ready to sell the paper for a long time. They've been told by BH Media Group that they're going to invest in new computer systems, invest in a new, potentially new computer hardware for people. And they're optimistic that this is going to mean a little bit more money, a little bit more growth for the News and Record.
Jeff, thanks so much for being with us.
All right, Frank.
Jeff Tiberi, WUNC's Greensboro reporter. Thank you for being on the program.